This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a WordPress web designer who spent years helping businesses make sense of their websites. In this final series, I'm focusing entirely on WordPress, sharing features, tools, and ways of working that many people don't even realize exist or didn't know were an option for their WordPress website. Hey you! Yes, you! Remember pinball machines? Remember multi-ball mode where you're frantically trying to keep track of multiple teeny tiny silver balls bouncing everywhere? Well, that's what managing multiple separate WordPress sites can feel like. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that chaotic. Enter WordPress Multisite, the feature that brings order to the chaos. And yes, this is as cool as it sounds. We're talking about multiple sites controlled by one WordPress dashboard in this episode. This is the moment you've been waiting for, or at least the moment that businesses managing several related websites have been waiting for. I'll be explaining exactly what multi-site is, who needs it, and I'll balance out the pros and cons with the dexterity of a pinball wizard. Strategic thinking is a must with this episode, so let's get stuck in. So, what exactly is a multi-site? When you set up your standard WordPress website, you install WordPress and you have a single website. However, what multi-site does is turn a single WordPress installation into a network of websites. It removes the hassle of managing separate installations and introduces a new role, the super admin. Each of the separate WordPress sites can have any number of admins, but they'll only be able to manage their individual subsite, and they won't have access to network-wide features. A super admin, on the other hand, has full control and access to all the websites in the multi-site network. So why is this feature such a good idea? Let me break it down a little bit with the key advantages. First, there's the centralized management. Instead of logging in to five different WordPress dashboards, updating plugins separately, and managing hosting for multiple installations, you've got one command center, one dashboard to rule them all. Second, it's better for your bank account. With lower overall maintenance and hosting costs, you're going to save yourself some serious money compared to running many separate installations. Think about it. One hosting account, one set of core updates, one backup system instead of 5 or 10 or more. Third, it scales beautifully. Need to launch a new regional site? A new product microsite? Well, you can spin up a new one in minutes using your existing templates, plugins, and settings. No reinstalling WordPress, no reconfiguring everything from scratch. And finally, it's brilliant for keeping your branding consistent across all websites that you have. It's got the same structure, they have the same design standards, the same brand voice, all managed centrally. Now, for anyone in marketing or has an inkling about marketing, you know this kind of consistency is pure gold. So, with all these advantages, you'd think that every business would be jumping at the opportunity to create a multi-site network. But here's the reality. Multi-site is not the right solution for everyone. It works best for specific types of organizations, and I want to be crystal clear about who should consider it. Now, the top candidates are education providers like universities and training organizations. You've got franchises and multi-location businesses. And then you've got large corporate groups managing multiple brands. You'll also see this working well for multilingual or international organizations and not-for-profits. So why do these specific organizations benefit from multi-site while others don't? Let's look at this in a bit more detail. So for a university, they can have a dedicated website for each department or course. And when they need to add a new one, they simply create a new website without rebuilding from scratch. For franchises, keeping branding consistent is absolutely critical. And multi-site makes this effortless. Plus, like the university example, you can quickly set up a new franchise location as your business grows. For large corporate groups managing separate brands, there's a different advantage. They want to maintain distinct brand identities, but they need shared compliance, accessibility, and security standards across the board. So with central management, they reduce operational risks and assure that every site meets the same standards, which is quite important. But let's talk about the flip side, because running a multi-site network comes with genuine challenges that you really need to consider. So of course, the biggest risk is that a single error or issue can impact your entire network. It's the ultimate case of putting all your eggs in one basket. If something breaks, everything else could potentially break. Following on from that, another disadvantage of the multi-site setup is that troubleshooting, if there is an issue, becomes significantly more complex than when you're troubleshooting a single site. When you've got multiple sites sharing the same infrastructure, tracking down the source of a problem can be tricky. And of course, with these shared resources, we can also come across some performance issues, especially if you haven't invested in proper hosting. It does happen, believe me. Multiple sites drawing from the same pool of resources means you need to plan your infrastructure very, very carefully. Another con of the multi-site setup is that individual site managers have less control over their site's functionality and design, which can create a little bit of friction. So when a department head or franchise owner wants things done their way, the limitations of the multi-site setup can become a real sticking point. And one last thing, back to WordPress, good old plugins and their compatibility. So this can be a real serious headache. Not all plugins play nicely with multi-site, meaning they're not necessarily set up to work across multiple websites at the same time. And so when a plugin you rely on doesn't work properly in a network environment, you might find yourself with very few alternative options. And that's not really a conversation anyone wants to have. So you have to be really, really clear about what's going to work for the setup. So here's the bottom line. Multi-site is a powerful tool for organizations that need to manage multiple related websites efficiently. If you're running a university network, a franchise system, or managing multiple brands under one corporate umbrella, this could be exactly what you need. But if your website is effectively its own product and you need complete control and flexibility, a standard single-site WordPress installation is probably the better choice. And there we have it. We've come to the end of another episode of Help My Website Sucks. Did you find it useful? I hope so. I'd be so grateful if you'd consider leaving me a review. Have you got your own website woes and need help? Get in touch via my website, twocowsweb.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.